This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badum. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah released the party's manifesto Sankalp Patra for Jharkhand Assembly elections in Ranchi today. Addressing on this occasion, Mr. Shah said that if the BJP is voted to power, Uniform Civil Code will be implemented in the Jharkhand, but tribal will be out of purview of UCC. The Home Minister said rule will be framed to check Bangladeshi infiltration from Santhal Pargana areas as it has changed the demography of the state. He said infiltrators have snatched land from tribals after marrying tribal women. Mr. Shah said that after making law, land of tribals will be returned with retrospective effect. Mr. Shah said each woman in the state will be given 2,100 rupees per month under the Gogo Didi Yojana. All families will be provided an LPG cylinder at a cost of rupees 500, and two free cylinders will be given on the occasion of Deepavali and Raksha Bandhan. In Maharashtra, the nomination of 7,066 candidates have been found valid after scrutiny for 288 constituencies in the state. According to reports, around 36 candidates from the Mahayuti and 26 candidates from the Mahavikash Aghadi have turned rebel. The candidates have filed nominations against each other and have created friendly contest among the allies in many constituencies. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a six-day visit to Australia and Singapore from today. During the visit, he will travel to Brisbane and inaugurate India's fourth consulate in Australia. Dr. Jaishankar will also co-chair the 15 foreign ministers' framework dialogue with his Australian counterpart, Penny Wong, in Canberra. He will deliver the keynote address in the inaugural session of the second Raisena Down Under to be held in the Australian Parliament House. On the second leg of the visit, the External Affairs Minister will travel to Singapore to address the 8th round of ASEAN India Network of Think Tank on 8th of this month. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India's Atmanirbhar drive is yielding the desired results and the country is poised to reach 50,000 crore rupees in defence exports by 2029-30. Addressing the 65th Foundation Day celebrations at Kanpur yesterday, he called upon the Indian youth to indigenously develop high-end technologies which the country imports to realize PM Narendra Modi's vision of Viksit Bharat. The Telangana government has granted administrative sanction for implementing Phase 2 of the Hyderabad Metro Rail project. The second phase will cover a distance of 76.4 km. It will be undertaken as a joint venture between the government of Telangana and the centre on a 50-50 basis. The estimated outlay of this joint venture is 24,269 crore rupees. A government order was issued to this effect yesterday. In Chhattisgarh, two police constables were injured in a Maoist attack in Sukma district today. Maoist attacked these jawans when they were on duty at the weekly market in Jagargunda town. Search efforts in the area have been increased. Indian Railways is operating around 20 festival special trains today from Delhi NCR to various parts of the country. This includes special trains to Darbhanga, Barauni, Patna, Katra, Muzaffarpur, Balia, Kamakhya and Azamgarh. For Chhat Puja, 145 special trains are being operated from 2nd to 8th of this month, ensuring smooth travel during key ritual days of Chhat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Duma Boko on being elected as the president of Botswana. In his message, Mr. Modi said he looks forward to working closely with him to further strengthen India-Botswana bilateral ties. Mr. Boko assumed office following elections that ended nearly 60 years of rule by the Botswana Democratic Party in the southern African nation. The festival of Bhai Dooj is being celebrated today. Celebrated 2 days after Diwali, the day marks the end of the 5-day-long festivities. It is known by different names in various parts of country like Bhai Phota, Bhau Bij, Bhai Tika or Yama Dwitiya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings to all countrymen on the occasion. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed his wish that this auspicious festival would deepen the affection between brothers and sisters. In cricket, New Zealand defeated India by 25 runs in Mumbai Test, clinching the series 3-0. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.